Critically panned by most critics, the A-Team movie that came out recently is actually a fucking piece of wizardry. It's a fantastic film, guys. Do not be put off by those that literally look at these types of films and lift up their nose. Literally, the A-Team's plot features John Hannibal Smith, played by Liam Neeson. He's held captive in Mexico by two corrupt Mexican officers. Work for the renegade General Xavier Tuco. Hannibal escapes and sets out to rescue Templeton, or we know his Face, who is held captive at Tuco's ranch. Hannibal saves Face after enlisting disgraced Ranger Bosco, B.A. Baracus, driving to the rescue in B.A.'s modified GMC Vandura van. Pursued by Tuco, they stop at a nearby army hospital to recruit the services of eccentric pilot Howling Mad Murdoch. They flee in a medical chopper, chased by Tuco in a dogfight, which leaves BA with a fear of flying. And then all of a sudden, that's right, they get sent on an official mission, and then they get blamed for the fact that the US dollar plates went missing. And then they basically all have to do a spell in prison. So that is the essential of the film without giving too much away. But it's really, really good. It's high-paced, it's octane, it's extremely entertaining, it's over-the-top, big explosions, ridiculous, outlandish set pieces. For an instance, a dogfight in the air using a tank pretty much explains just how mad this film is. But it is very, very good. Absolutely fantastic movie. Ridley Scott is actually one of the producers. You only need to know that he's worked on Aliens, Body of Lies, and the shit Robin Hood 2010. Yes, it was shite. The film was directed by Joe Carnahan, and basically he's directed Smoke and Aces and 2002's Narc. Interesting, really, because you know there's not a lot of stuff that he's done, really, so it's actually a very, very cool piece by him. He's also produced The Fourth Kind, which is 2009, which is one of my favourite sci-fi horror movies. So the A-Team, definitely worth going to the cinema to see it. I really think that you'll enjoy it at the cinema, you'll appreciate the cinematic experience of this type of film, and it is just funny as well. It's funny all over the place, and I love it to bits. Great movie. It's not exactly Inception, but then again, these are two different movies. But it's definitely worth a 4.5 out of 5 here on WeDoTech.net. Trust me, this film has high-octane action, plenty of bangs and whistles to it. You will not be let down by this release. And just ignore the main movie critics. You know, that an average of 48% out of 100 is what the critics have been saying about it. But, you know, these are the critics that thought No Country for Old Men was the best movie to come out in recent memory. And I think that is a pile of shit. Until next time, I've been James from WeDoTech.net. See you guys later. Bye-bye.